Okay, Sunday night or Lechof Tes Iyar. Wow. Yom Kippur Katan tomorrow. Tfilas Hashlah. By the Shlah, like he was smart, the Shlah. Like everybody heard of him at least once a year. Okay. And we're up to Shmaitza Gimel. And we're up to Perek Ches. We're actually, we have started Perek Ches, but we're going to go back and start it properly and learn it. Well, Glassin, it's not a difficult parak, but we'll see. Everything's difficult once you start getting into it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shekoneinu Bo Goel.
Amen.
Because of Atah Yoredeya, there's a Lashono, beginning of Perek Ches, Shmaitzu Gimel. We're in Hilchos Avelus here, and the Taz writes, brings down, there's a Lashono, Kosumara Mintz, Misha Shomei Shomei Slomeis, Meini Yodeyam Toch Shloshim Olacha Shloshim. And if he has to sit Shiva or not, if it's a Shmua, Proba or Rechoka, that's the legal terminology. Im Chayav Lehisabel, Deherich Bazev V'chulu, Mar Mintz is Mayrich. And at the end of the day, he says it's Mestaver that he's not Chayav Ba'avelus, Lechora, one would say. A, it's a Sofik D'Rabbanon. B, Avelos B'chlau Wemekil, even more than every Yisud Rabbonon. But Lamaisa, Achmitam Chazok and Nirloi Lahachmir, that at the end of the day, there's a Cheskos Chayim. The Tanam Perakola Get, and his main basis is a Mishnah in Gittin. I maybe get, he brought a get as a Shliach of Vinicho, the Mishaleach, the husband, Zokain Ochola. Knows no law, and you can assume she's Mugaresha, she's not, she doesn't have to have Yibum, she can get married Lashuk on the basis of the get. He can give it to Abacheska Shehu Chayam, assuming with a Chazoka de Meikora that the Baal's Chayam, and we're not Choshish that he's dead. Okay, and that's even if he was Zokei no Choyle, and the Issu Yivam Lashuk is an Issu Dioraisa. But still we follow the Cheskos Chayim. So the Maramin says that Benidim Didan, even though we know he's right, we know he's dead now, that's what the Shmaitz is going to be discussing, but Al-Kaponim Yavach HaZogah Demei Kora, that he's Becheskos Chayim, and he died Memela at... Until we know for sure that he died, we will assume he's alive. That's the Pshat of HaZogah Demei Kora. And therefore, you'll sit Shiva because he died within the last 30 days. Maybe Haberdinim Shochem Bocha Chazaka, that you go Bocha Chazaka even though now the Mats have changed, but you don't know when it changed, so that's what you're up against. The Chazaka de Meikara versus what we may know as a Chazaka de Hashta. And, you go Bocha Chazaka de Meikara. Alken Yishlomar Hamen Hamesol Cheskoso, meaning the Cheskos Chayim. Vahashtahu demes. Okay. Below Hechlet Apsak, so we went Lechumra, but Umasik Lebesol Dingle Raya Brua, Lo Lechiv, Lo Leptur, Ubechuvus Mar and Lev, Posak Lechiv. You want to make some room here for. Whose jacket is this? You want to put it on the table before you? Yeah, use the table, that's what it's here for. We started from the beginning of Perek Ches again. We're basically at the end of the Mara Mintz that the Taz brings down, that you go Boso Cheskos Chayim. B'chuvas Maran Lei, Pasuk L'chiyuv, Mahayde Perek Kol Aget, that's a strong Raya. Chayim Pasuk Morichomi, Zal Khan, this is the Taz talking, so Morichomi would be the Bach. Well, the Fiyani is Daiti, this is still the Taz talking. Lo Nira came. You do not have to sit Avelus in such a case. Bikorach Rayas Brewers, Kasher Avor, B'siyata Dishmaya. I have three Rayas that you follow the Chazaka Dahashta, we'll call it. Meaning, well, I will see. But Akabonim, you don't have to sit Shiva. You don't go Bosacheskos Chai. And you say Adarabba until the point in time that you know he was alive, you may assume he was dead, going back in time. Number one, Rishona, the Rina B'Mishna B'Sachim, we L'Chayra have mamish this case, so to speak, yeah, I mean such a case, I should say. You're uncovering the rubble from a person that the rubble fell on, and you don't know if he's going to be dead or alive. Because meanwhile, there's a cheskes chayim. And you assume it's a kosher Pesach. And if ira behem psul, later, patur milasas Pesach sheni, because you assume they were ro'oi at the time of the Pesach. Chutz min ha-mefakeach begal, and you found that he was dead. Minimza ha-meis tachtov shechaya be-Pesach sheni, shehu tomei mitchiloso, pirish, kaidem shechita, we assume he was tomei already. Hello, yeah, quickly, I'm in the middle of a shiur. What? It's fine. Bye. Yeah. Pirish kaidem shechita sherehel al hatumo mishor shehischel lufakeach. That's what we assume. We found them dead. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Meneshu tomei mitchiloso, that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Because what? Tois is Temo. What? Temo Mari. Lufakeach hagal nami, name achayho yechashehischel lufakeach. What's... You only found him dead now. You don't know when he was at the crucial moment of Shechita. Really, that's a misstatement. The crucial moment is Zrikas Hadam, not Shechita. Okay. V'yesh lomar, they have the Chazaka d'Hashta. Kivan shenim tzamei, says Tosfos. Islam l'meimah, and now you found him dead, unlike the other cases where you say he's potter from Pesach Sheni. But here you found him dead. So Islam Lameimar Shemitchiloso Hayomeis, and Tosfos quotes a phrase in the Gemara that we should all be familiar with. Shekola Tumas Kshas Mitziyoson. Right. So you found him dead. You assume he was dead, and this is Tumah V'Taira, and you assume he was Tomei. Hare. Okay. So the Taz. So we sort of know that the Shmaitz is going to say, yeah, that's only Lagabi Tumah V'Taira, but Al Kaponim the Taz. Raya number one. Arei lefanecha d'loy amrina nukoso b'cheskos chai v'hashtahu d'meis. But rather, we look at him meis now, and we say he was meis before, up until which time that we know he was chai. Right? We're talking about sveikus, and we're following chazaka. And the question is, if we're following the cheskos chai, or we're following the chazaka d'mei korah, the cheskos chai, or we're following what we find in the here and now. So the Taz brings Raya number one, that we follow the here and now. What about all of the Shas that we follow Chazaka d'mei korah? So we'll see. But meanwhile, this is the Taz, and therefore, in his case, where also you don't know when the guy died, so you follow the Chazaka d'Hashta, and therefore you do not have to sit Shiva, because you go back in time, and you say he was dead until the time of certainty that he was alive. You follow the status quo of what you find in the here and now, and therefore you do not sit Shiva. So that's Raya number one of the Taz. Shenis, Raya number two, Viperek Hamadir. Many of you will smile now when we read this Gemara. Amr Avidu Mashmuel, Amach Leporah Bachamor, Umoshach Balachamor Asapora, and it's a Kinyan Chalipin. So, with the Mashicha of the Pora, with the Mashicha that the Balachamor makes to the Pora, the Chamor is Nikne to the former Baal HaPora. But below his pick, what?
Wherever he came.
Right, that's Chalipin. But the problem arose because Lehispik Baal HaPora Limshuch as a Chamor, meaning he didn't take the Chamor, he didn't get the goods delivered. It belonged to him, but when the time he went to make the pickup, the chamor was dead. So we say, al balachamor lahaviraya shara chamor ukayam b'shas mashicha sapora. We place the burden of proof, Shmuel says, on the bal hachamor. In other words, because we found the chamor dead now, so we make the burden of proof on the chamor. On the Baal HaChamor, meaning we don't assume the Mechira is valid. We assume the Mechira is batel. We assume the Chamor was dead at the time that the Baal HaChamor took the Parah, and made the Kinyan Chalipin. If you follow Cheskos Chai, why does the Baal HaChamor, again, you have a question, when did something or someone die? So the Gemara says, Al Baal HaChamor lo viraya. So the Taz says, if you're following Cheskos Chai, you should go Boso Cheskos Chai. And he only died now, at the last possible time, meaning you assume it's alive until which time you know with a certainty it was dead, which would be after the Kinyan Chalipin was made, and it died by Rishus of the Balapora. So why do we place the burden of proof on the Balachamor? Amaylo Niki also becheskos hayachai tchila fahashtuhu demes. V'chein b'maskona, even like the maskona of the Gemara, where the Gemara indeed says that Shmuel holds that the Balapora has to bring a raya, but the reason there is, if you remember, right, the Reusa, right, we went through all of that, by Arichas Gedola, and the Taz is bothered by, that's also like fancy footwork, but if you just go with Cheskos Chai, you don't need the fancy footwork. And the Balapora has to bring a raya anyway. So why do we need this fancy Sofik Nolad Bershuso stuff? We'll just say, go Boso Chazoka Dumeikara to Cheskos Chai. Typically, Duke Yachamor, but Cheskos Shehu Chai. Kehid the Perakolaget, the Leel, right? Which was the Mara Mintz's raya that you assume Cheskos Chai. Maishno Cheskos Adam Chai or Behema Chaya. He doesn't want you saying that maybe an animal has a Shvachar Cheskos Chai. Why? The koach hachiyuni in a person is certainly stronger than the koach hachiyuni of an animal. Akoponim, it's all the same. I don't want to even go there. Shlishis. So raya number one is mefakeach esagal. You found him dead. You have to be afraid he was dead when they were zorik the dam of the Pesach. Raya number two is the machlek parah b'chamor case. Either there's one man, the Yomar Shmuel. What the first, the Gemara actually says the Baal HaChamor has to bring a raya, and why don't you just follow Cheskos Chai? Or the Gemara says Taka the Baal HaPor has to bring a raya, but it's because of Kol Mi Shenoylad HaSofik Reshus all of a raya, and we don't simply say follow Cheskos Chai. Two times that we have a dead body in front of us, it makes enough Kamina Lalocha when the death took place, and we say that we follow the status quo of the here and the now, and we assume mace until such time that we know it was alive. We don't follow the Chazoka de Meikara and say we assume it was alive until such time that we know it was dead. Raya number three.
The first case in the beginning of the parak, is the body here?
Yeah, he cleared the rubble and he found the dead body.
The case that we start with.
Avelus.
Yeah,
you know he died, you don't know when.
Maybe like 20 years ago, like the body is here?
Maybe. I doubt it, but I mean, the question is 30 days or not. Don't worry about 20 years ago.
No, you just hear that a guy died, that's the case?
Yeah, he heard it, a relative. I mean, he has to
secure.
Yeah,
a relative died, that's the case.
Yeah. And he doesn't know, it's not clear when it happened.
So what's the 30 days?
Well, because that makes a difference if you have to sit shiva or not.
Well, why can't it be 20 years ago?
Maybe it could, but it could be yesterday also. For Suffolk. For Suffolk.
But the body's not here. Right?
Whatever the case, what do you care if the body's here or not? The body's here.
It's here.
I don't know. What do you care where the body is? What do you care? We don't know when he died. You want to give him a rigor post-mortem? You want to send him to Abagush? What do you want?
Like, what if it's nowhere near 50-50?
Don't worry about it. The case is it's a Suffolk.
What do you say?
He heard his relative died, and he knows it's true. He heard from two Aiden. He said, when did he die? Did he die 3 weeks ago, 4 years ago? There was no email. There was no email.
Maybe he died 20 years ago.
Maybe. Maybe he died yesterday. Of course, it's a Suffolk. That is called a Suffolk. It's called a Suffolk. You know, if they... You ever read the mail? Like if they got a letter within 6 months of when it was sent, they were like current events, they called it.
If you didn't see this relative in a long
time.
Don't
worry, but Pesach, come on. Shlishi is number three. Mimasha comes about to Rosh Shulchan Aruch. Case number three. The Torah says if you find a dead person, Umakirin also betviyasayin, you recognize him. Now the din is, when you, if you want to be mayor that someone died, someone washes up on a beach, whatever, and they say them, and they recognize him, or they think they recognize him. So the din is, if you know it's within three days of his death, you could recognize him. But then the body undergoes too many changes, and they may think they recognize him, and they really don't. If it's 3 days since the patira, and they find the body, and you know it's sitting there for 3 days, let's say, so then you can't follow their recognition, because it blows up, it changes, it dries up, it shrivels up, whatever the case is with a dead body. Now let's say you don't know if it's 3 days or not. Uh-huh. Sounds familiar. That's this tour. Matzo Harug, they found a dead person. Umakirin also betviyasayin, meaning they seem to recognize him. They think they recognize him. Betviyasayin means you're not going with simonim that he had a scar in his left eyebrow. It means they recognize him from the way he looks. Betviyasayin. But they don't know when he died. Vein in yoydim osay nerak. Yesh omrim shetolin shenerak toch gimel yomim. Here it's 3 days. If he died within 3 days, then you could follow their edus, and the woman could get married. They may that this guy died, and his wife can get married. But the yesh osrim, the mavur b'beisayz of Hashem Rashba, that's lina l'chumra, shema kvar nerak, meaning more than 3 days ago. So this is all the Taz talking. He says, wait a second, same case. You find someone dead, you don't know when he died, what's going on here, right? So the kasha, mailoi neima hashtahu denerag, why isn't it kasha that we follow the chazaka de meikara, and we say, you assume this person was alive until such time that he was found dead, which is just now, so maybe it's an hour ago, whenever you're vaday. The question is how to deal with the suffix, There was a vaday chai at some point in the past. There's a Vatei Mes now. How do you deal with the twilight zone, with the zone of Sofek? You follow the Chazoka de Meikara, assume alive until you see he's dead, you can't say he's alive, or do you assume dead backwards and until such time that you know he was alive? So, for Koshe, Amai Lenei Mahashtah, Udenerek Zutra, Becheskos Chayat Hashtah, Ki De Perek Kol Aget, Dal Karchok, still the Taz talking, In Gittin, you don't know the guy died. So of course you follow Chazaka. There's no Reyusa. Well, maybe he died, so you follow Chazaka. But in all these three cases, says the Taz, you have a Meis L'fanecha. You have, in other words, a Chazaka D'Hashta. Val Korchach, this is all the Taz talking, Letarets, Hani Tlosa Kushis Alimtos. That's what the guy that bringing a get to his wife, and he left the mishaleach chole ozokein elakosh lo yadanu adayin shemes. When he gave the get, he didn't. There was no indication that the guy was dead, so you follow chazaka and assume he was alive. There's no chazaka dahashta. Mashenkin bani klas mili. But in all of these cases that I just showed you, the fakeach es agal machlif pora bachamor. And the tour of a Matzo Harug, and you don't know when he died, according to the Osrin. The Hashta Vadai Meis, you see he's dead now. Shapra Aminin Dekvar Haya Meis. Uchamash Moas Loshen HaToysis B'Psochem Sheivesi. B'Toysis says it virtually openly that you're following the Chazaka the Hashta. So that's it. Frek the Taz. The Taz is still talking. Vein Lahakshos. The Mishaleach. You don't know he died. You don't know he died. You're giving a get to his wife in a different city, and he has a brother, and they have no children, and she has a get, and she wants to go get married now. So you let her get married. You don't say maybe he was dead at the time of the get, and she's kukul l'yibam, and she's yibam l'shuk, but you assume he was alive. Now you don't know anything. You assume he was alive. Right. You assume he is alive. He was alive at the time of the get. Says the Taz, you're not right, but that's chazaka. I mean, you might be mistaken. Probably there is a suffix. That's why it says chayla ozaking. Probably the point of saying a matzah chayla ozaking is that raises it to the level that there is a suffix. That's what I would say. Now it's okay, but it's still without a ray of sun. Now, Shanky, in all these cases, you have the chazaka d'arshna, he's dead. Then Lahakshu says the Taz, but wait a second. Since when do we follow chazaka d'arshna over chazaka d'meikara? Maishna Mashar chazakas all over Shas, where we see the thing changed. You find the treif, you know, beba b'chayev b'cheskos yisrael medus, hachivad l'chavim b'nishkodam. Or you find an animal, whatever. Where you find the change in status. There are cases in Shas that there was a change in status, and you use chazoka d'meikara to establish the point of change when there was certainty of change. But kolzman, there was no certainty of change. You follow the status quo of the chazaka d'meikara, is what the Taz saying. Like, why would this be different? I have three nice rayas, and I have a good psak in my question of avelus, but it l'chora flies in the face of what we know about chazaka. It's a good question. Vein la'akshos ma'ishno m'shor chazakas, d'aminin chazaka, we follow, meaning chazaka d'meikara, afilu v'chiyai gadna, g'goyim b'mikvah, right, in case you are frantically racking your brains, because Rabbi Mlinowitz said all over Shasta's cases, and you like can't even think of one. So the Shmaitz the Taz very nicely tells us the case of mikvah, that it's chaser lefonecha, right? The mikvah's chaser lefonecha, but we follow the cheskas kashrus of the mikvah, maybe the cheskas haguf of the mikvah, and we follow the chazaka d'meikara. Maybe it's tarte l'reyosa, but in a head-to-head fight between the chazaka d'beikor and the chazaka d'ashto, certainly the sugya needed that beis and beis gimel amud aleph make clear that the chazaka d'beikor emerges triumphant. Afilu b'chiyai gadna, where you have a reyos olafanecha, where you have a chazaka d'ashto flying in the face of that. Kagayim b'mikvah, right? Mikvah shenivdat v'nitzel chazer, the parak v'resh nida, neima hashto hu d'choser. The gvinos, you made cheese from the chalav of a behema, and then the behema was shechted, and now, unfortunately, for the owner, after it was shechted, we found that it was a treifa. Now, when did it become a treifa? A treifa means you found there was an internal organ with a problem that makes it a treifa. Now, it could have had this problem 6 months ago. Maybe it swallowed a needle and it made a hole in a place where it becomes a treifa. And now you see the needle there and it has the hole. But the question is, when did it swallow that needle? And you made cheese out of the milk, you know, over the last 6 months, we'll call it, just to give it a number. Right? But we say it can be Venus, the Amrinan, Hashtahu, the Nitrafa. We see, we're looking at an animal that's a treifa, but we're following the Chazaka de Meikara, that it was not a treifa. We're not Masupik, it was born, it's not that kind of a mum. We're talking about a needle. Right? It wasn't born with a needle in its heart or whatever. So, and we say the Gvinus are kosher, because we follow the Chazaka d'meikara that the animal was kosher. But it's a trait full of fanecha. You have a Chazaka d'ashto, that's case number two, asks the Taz. I have mikvah and I have this treifa that I know that Chazaka d'meikara is stronger than the Chazaka d'ashto. So, like, what's going on? Why are these three cases different? B'chemesim and peyal b'gvinos, the cheeses that were made of an animal's milk. That was, the animal was subsequently shechted and found to be a treifa. The question is, from when was it a treifa? D'amrinan hashtahu d'nitrefa. We follow the chazaka d'meikara. The animal b'cheskos not treifa. So we say it became a treifa later. B'chem b'chama duchti. All over the shas, plenty of cases. So why? What? So now the Taz comes up with a chap. And the Taz says, death is different. He's racking his brains, and he says, you know, there's a common denominator here with these three cases that I have. It happens to be the same with his Shaila, with the original Shaila, where a guy heard, and he doesn't know when the person died, does he have to sit shiva or not? And his three rayas, though, are from death. That you follow Chazaka d'Hashta. So he says that you sold. Nirlani Yostati Loimer says the Taz, that the Cheskos Chai, the Meikara, is not a strong Chazaka. Because it's, ever since the Chet of Adam Arishon, right?
It's leading the body.
Tasuya Lishtanos. You're leading, right? We don't like to believe it, we don't like to think about it, but life leads to death. So the Chazaka is never so strong to begin with, because maybe it's even technically what we would call a chazaka asuya lishtanos. That has a legal, there is a legal term of chazaka asuya lishtanos. So the Taz says, when you have a chazaka asuya lishtanos and you see the shinui b'fanecha, right, not like the mishaleach by Perek HaLaged, where you assume he was chai, even though it's chazaka asuya lishtanos, because you don't see the misa l'fanecha. But here, you have the Chazaka Suya Lishtanos, that's when you go over the Chazaka Dahashta, over the Chazaka Demeikara, by Misa, because Misa was never a strong enough, that strong a Chazaka to begin with, because it's a Chazaka Demeikara. The Nirlani is like the Loimar, the Shiny Misa, the Chol Chai Omeg Lomus, the Humuad, he's, you know, okay, Lekach, he's holding by dying below Sofek, don't even think for a moment, don't be doubt. So you could say, as long as he didn't die, which is the case of the guy that brings the get, and he left the mishaleach zaken ochole, and he didn't hear he dies, so you can assume he's chai and give the get, and she could remarry. But when you do see it dead, as lo hachazaka lomar hashtahu demeis, the Chazaka d'Meikara that pushes off this man of Misa to later and impels you to say that Hashtahu d'Meis, we don't say the other Rabbah Amrina Shmeikara Meis, meaning you use the Chazaka d'Hashta to go back and say he was always dead until which time we saw him alive, because of Chazaka d'Hashta is stronger than Chazaka d'Meikara when the Chazaka d'Meikara is Asuya Lishtanos. Simple enough, Teretz.
Lachora. Most are actually more Asuya Lishtanos. Neither this, that, or more.
You're being a wise guy. Dad the Rabbi Ramina Shmeikara Meis, Kivin Shoimed Lakach Bechulu, Ad Kalashono Vayan Shom. Till now, I have to admit, we have not been learning Shmeitzer, so we've been learning Taz. L'aniyas Taiti, the Shmeitzer is talking now. Kol zehu neged divrei Tosis. The Taz is not like a Tosis. A wonderful svara, but it's not like Tosis. Shekosu b'perushai b'reish nida. Ube erevin, ube perek hamadir. D'may d'tna nogad b'echad b'layla. D'chachamim mitamin shekol atumas k'shas mitziyoson. Einu ela l'chaymer kotcha. Strike one. The case, the granddaddy case, where you say kol atumas kashas mitziyoson, we knew the Shmeitzer would say this. We saw this coming, right? He said it's a chumra truma b'kotchim. I mean, it would work for Pesach too, that you can't bring a carbon Pesach, but you certainly can't extrapolate the Hilchos Avelos. It would work where Tosfos needs it to work, which is that you can't bring the carbon Pesach, because that's also the chumra of kotchim. Umavur da filibamesla amrina kashas mitsiyasan ala lachaymer kotchim. That's strike one. But now he has a kasha on the svar of the Taz. They mashma bereish nida. The amru daya shaita. The ikar adin, when you read the nida da beza malalav and the woman saw dab. And now the question is, are you chayshish that she was a nida before? Because the dam, she's tummy as soon as the dam is ne'ekar, even before you see it. So maybe it's from before. So you don't say that Mikra Adin. You're chayshish maybe, for Rugabi Truman Kachim, but Mikra Adin, you follow the Chazak of the Meikara. Now, the Smite is going to point out that a woman's aiming to become a Nida. So the Chayra, it's a Shvacha Chazak of the Meikara. So if you see her Chazak of the Hashtar, that you see her now, that she saw the Dam, so the Chayra should be like the Mace. So if there, the Taz is comfortable saying that in every case of Misa, you follow the Chazak of the Hashta over the Chazak of the Meikara, because the Chazak of the Meikara is the Chazak of the Yilishtanos, the Chori, you should say the same thing by Anida, but we don't say that by Anida. By Anida, it's clear that Beza Manal of all the Rishinim, that we do follow Meikar Adin, the Chazak of the Meikara, over the Chazak of the Hashta, which is seeing down. Dayashaita means you say, she just became Tomei now. Mishum the Mukila, the reason is Mishum the Mukila Bacheskasa, Fahashta Hudurasa, Uchmoshim Abur Begamora Reish Nida, Fahavagab the Nida Alula Umuedus Lakachleros. Certainly, right? Certainly no less than a person who's going to die, she's going to see Dam. But Bilu Hillel, the Saiver Mipkido the Pekido, that you do go back in time, Enoela Lachay Mekachim, Uchmoshkos of Tais Hashem. But everybody's moedah to meikar adin, or let's say the gabi hetal the baila. Okay. Another raya against the Taz. What's the Taz? What is he attacking? He's attacking the. Well, first his first attack is that the whole din of kolatumus kashas mitziyoson is only a chaymer of tumah b'kacha. So you can't point to that as the granddaddy of that you follow chazok of the meikara. We knew the shmaitu was going to say that. He said in the previous program. His second kasha is from Nida, very good kasha. Nida is also Chazaka Suya Lishtanos, and you have the Chazaka Dahashta of the here and the now, but still we give primacy to the Chazaka de Meikara. So you see, the Chayra not like the Tat. These three Gemaras, you're not dealing with them yet. But right now, he's interested in going against the Taz's Yisod. We know that the Shmaitza is no friend of Chazaka Dahashta. He doesn't hold as such a thing. So we know he's going to attack it whenever he can. Okay. The Chayn Buchach, another raya against the Taz. We had this also before. The Fliger Rav Shmuel, the Perek Asura Yuchsin. The father was Makadish, the daughter Gabi Kitchen of Via Baderech on the day of the end of the 6 months of Na'arus. And if she shows, we're going to follow the sheet that Pshat in the Gemara is, she's going to, if she shows Simoni Bagros, it's not an automatic function of 6 months, but she has to show Simoni Bagros. So the father was Makadisha, the kitcher he had from the ear. In the morning, the father was Makadisha, and right, as soon as she found out, remember we're dealing with a teenager, so as soon as she found out, she went, she was Makadisha herself to someone else. She's not going to let her father boss her around. She's a big girl already. She's 12 and a half. Right? And then you found that she's a Begeris. So the question is, was the tradition of the father Chal? Was that done when she was a Naira? Or was that done when she was a Begeris? So Rav says, Arei Begeris Lefaneinu. We follow the Chazaka Dahashta. And we ignore her Kiddushin. We follow the Chazaka Dahashta that we ignore the father's Kiddushin. And we say she was a Begeris then too, just like she's a Begeris now, Hariya Begeris Lefaneinu. So we use the Chazaka Dahashta to invalidate the father's Kiddushin. Shmuel Omar, but Shmuel says, Chayshin Lekiddushin Shneihem, Ayin Shom. We don't follow. Umadomar Shmuel Chayshin Lekiddushin. So Shmuel Al Kaponim doesn't follow the Chazaka the Hashtag, even though the Cheskos Nairus is asui l'ishtanos, because we're talking about the end of the 6 months. So at least today it should be called asui l'ishtanos, the cheskus nairus. At least today, in other words, because today is the day it's going to change. So today it's certainly called asui l'ishtanos, and then you found her today as a begeres l'faneinu. So you're certainly not going to follow. So why aren't you following the Chazaka D'Hashta according to Shmuel at least? Why aren't you following the Chazaka D'Hashta? Avogad doimedes l'kach b'yoyme d'mishlam shis. Bafilu Rav, and don't say that that's good for the Machlekes, because Rav holds, Bafilu Rav, Yisle harei begeres l'faneinu, for cause of Rashi b'taymo, shem d'yoyme d'mishlam shis, les lo cheskos nairus klal. Rashi explains that there's no Cheskos Nairus today at all. It's not Pshat, he's following Chazaka D'Hashta, but there is no Chazaka D'Meikor today. It like came to an end. There's no Chazaka D'Meikor that says she's going to be a Naira today, because today is the day of the end of the 6 months. Yeah. The Tosfos Pirusham, the Roy Pum and Megillus Lavim Yitzafra, the Kachdos of Tosfos Reshnidai and Shom, the Mavur the Lav Hani Taimi, I put in the word chazaka. Loyazlina basa hashta. Vafal gab de muedes lekach. Ubevada hayom tvoeda simoni bogeres. Still, he does not follow chazaka da hashta. Even though the chazkus nairus is a chazaka yasuyu lishtanos. Both kosher of himach kodim atas time of the Shmuel. Dal balachamor lahaviraya, dazlinam b'sha hashto, mishum doim in the kach, shenaz mamish astir in Shmuel, and kain tikshid yishmuel ad yishmuel, the sirlei perkasori yuchsin, by the boigeres, chayshul nekadusha shneyem, loim b'kilo, b'cheskas, d'shas mitziyosa. Dal v'gav doimedis l'kach, v'afidu b'yoimed d'mishlo shis, d'leka cheskas nairus klal, k'mashe kodav rashi shom, v'mikoshkin v'meis, the Ika Cheskos Chai calls Man Shloim Meis the Loyaz Linan Boser Hashta. Okay, so he's banging away on the tiles. We'll continue with the